last 3 days, and pretty good, felt pretty good, felt out.
You know, excuse me, I'm gonna get me some backer.
Well, I was going to ask you if they called these things that have cotton on the inside anything special.
Quilts.
They're quilts too? They have anything called a comfort?
Yeah, comfort's what you're talking about, that's cotton. Used to, when I was raising my children, they'd take the old back, Richard legs, you know, back out of the old walls, and sew them together, and then make me a good line, and then pass it, because you quilt, or maybe an old quilt inside of this, and just pack it.
Well, they make one that's trying to win, too.
Oh, I imagine, those overalls are good goods, aren't they?
Just take the backs of them after them.
She'd take pants like you got on, they're pretty good wool pants, you know. Turn them up in big spots and sew them all together, and make them big comforts, we used to have some of them.
These are plastic.
Richard?
Yeah, they're made out of nylon and Dacron, or something like that. Doesn't that feel nice?
Just wash them dry.
Pretty high price.
No, I think these were about $6. From the Penny Company.
You don't have to get $10 to give you.
Them I wear here, cause I don't have something new. Drip dry, I don't know what, the nylon and something. But they always, every time you shake them out, they're done back in shape. You don't need much on them.
Well, I like these, I've worn them this summer. They get awfully dirty when I'm driving around, and I get sweaty. And just wash them off. Of course, I take them home and let my wife do it.
Yeah, I know.
But still. Oh, I was going to ask you, did you have any special name for bedding that you'd spread on the floor, or when you spread it on the floor, you say, I'm going to make a something or other?
You call it pallet.
I told the kids the other day, we was talking about how much company you have, you know, up on you. I don't know, there'd be so many sometimes we'd have room in our house. We just had, we had two bedrooms and a living room and a kitchen. And we had so many companies that we'd have to make pallets. Well, we had one time since we've been here, and make pallets under our eating table.
What would you say if 75 people drove up to your house to eat dinner with you?
I'd say I can't get them on this little lot, let alone in this little house.
Let's see, when would we had 75 people, eh?
First birthday I had
if
we moved down here.
Oh, boy.
And the 75 of our kids and our friends come here and eat dinner.
Doesn't that make you feel good?
Well, everybody brought some dinner, too.
Everybody brought a basket, you know. And they just come in and they had the biggest time and everybody loved each other, you know. Had the biggest day we ever had. And then when we had our 50th anniversary, I don't know how many was here.
Something 80, I don't know.
Something like 80 people. And everybody come, got something to eat.
That's pleasant. Well, that's fine if they plan it that way. And that's the way it should be planned.
Let me tell you something about, it may not do this in your country where you live. If we have someone get sick here, and the people passes away, we feed them people, so that's all over. All the people that come, do y'all do that?
Yeah, we do the same thing. If somebody's sick in bed or something, take them soup or...
Something to eat.
Yeah.
And ain't that wonderful to be there?
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful thing to give them something when they know you're getting it.
Well, when they need it, too.
Yeah, need it. This is the best neighborhood you ever lived in your life. Somebody sees about you all the time.
That's pleasant. Say, let's check this fan. Next thing I'm going to ask you about is if you have any special word for high, flat land.
High, flat land.
Uh-huh.
You have to give me a minute, my brain is slow.
Mm-hmm.